Rabbi said, today I put down, I apologize if the sign didn't get put up. Today I put down that we're going to do Megillah, Daf Pei Lamed with Mefarshim. The reason for that is very simple. We started our Raisa yesterday, and we have to keep up the momentum. First thing we need to know is we're going to say, the Chassam Sofer says, Murder the Gevar, the Murder the idea. And that's such a powerful idea. As we said, if you think about it, there's a few takanas of the Rabbanon which are really very, very surprising. One of the ones actually that are so surprising, which is not Mesechtas Megillah, is the blowing of the shofar. The blowing of the shofar, the whole Chodesh El, happens to be a very intriguing thing. Should I tell you why? Because the Torah says to blow at a certain time, and the Torah does not say to blow any other day. The Torah does not say to blow other than Rosh Hashanah. So you're adding on Yovel, but to blow the whole month, that's a very interesting thing to do. How do you do that? How does the Rabbanan have a right to be misaking to do something like that? That's a quite a chiddush. That's quite a power that the Rabbanan have. I mean, we know the whole concept of Baal Tosef is because you can't just make up more stuff that the Torah says. They say another thing is Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, we have not just read the Megillah, a holy yontif with the Rabbanan. That's also a very strong thing. I mean, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah. You're right, but even so, to establish, it's not the same thing. Megillah is even much, much stronger. The Rabbanan made an entire new mitzvah. The Rabbanan, it's not they made a gzeira of not doing something; they added on something. It's not Moshe Mesinai. You know, it's a big chiddush. Says the Chassam Sofer that the Gemara says in Amar Aleph that the 13th day of Adar, the Gemara says that on the 13th day of Adar, it's one of the days that it's warranted, if necessary, to add on to the days of reading. That means like this. We have a Mishnah, and if you want, you can look inside. It's the first Mishnah. A Mishnah says, on Beis Amid Aleph, Megillah Nikrais, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tesvah. The Megillah is read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. Le'pachat v'yayser, not less and not more. Your fathers. It's not less and not more. Now, how do we get to having so many extra days? Those extra days, the Gemara explains, although the Megillah actually says just the 14th and the 15th, one of the explanations is that we have the word Zman. Zmanehem. And since it says Zmanehem, Zmanehem says the same way the Megillah gives you 2 days, we give you another 2 days. Now, who gets to read it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th? No, anybody remembers? The small cities. The small cities that have to prepare the food for the big cities, the small cities that come in on Monday and Thursdays to the big cities. Now, the Gemara is bothered by, okay, so how do we have an extra 3 days? So the Gemara says 2 days we know. How do we know two of those days? Because it says, Manehem, you get the equal amount. That means we're hinting to the same way you have 2 days, the 14th and 15th, that's said in the Megillah, you have an extra new time of those days. So you have another 2 days. Says the Gemara, okay, but that's only 2 days. How do you have 5 days? So the Gemara says the 13th day, we all understand that that's a time, it's called Zman Kehila. What does Zman Kehila mean? The day of congregating, everybody congregated for war. So we understand you don't need the Megillah to add on to us that that day would be a day that it would be permitted to lay in the Megillah on that day in case it was necessary. It was, because with the day of the fighting, with the main nest happened on that day. This is what Rashi brings down on Beis Amud Aleph. It's the second column. Rashi says, because he's only Rashi in the first Amud. Rashi says, Man Kilo Akolhi, Lak Rashi, Hakol Niklu, they all gathered. Rashi explains, and therefore Rashi explains, you don't need a pasuk for the 13th day. The ikra neis hayavan says the Chassam Sefer. Okay, so now we know how we have 5 days. 2 days it says in the Megillah. Another 2 days, similar to the fact that you have 2 days, Vaneim adds on 2 days, plus the 13th day, that's very clear. That day, because that's the day that the main nest was. So I want to read you the word of the Chassam Sofer, and then we'll go to Beis Amud Beis. First, the Chassam Sofer. Shloisha Asr's Man Kilo Kalhi. The Gemara says the 13th day of Adar is a day of congregating for everybody. Says the Chassam Sofer, I don't get it. If the main day of the miracle was on the 13th day of Adar, why didn't they make the entire party on the 13th day of Adar? Yesh lahakshes. So royal roi sheyasu ayumei mishteb yemei yegimol zman amochama. Kuma yantushal Pesach b'shiva yamim. Say with Pesach, when is it? The days of the miracle. Shemei makot b'cheres v'kriyas yamsuf. V'lei achakach b'yamenucha. Not after, the day after kriyas yamsuf is not. It's the day of the destruction of the Egyptians. So too, we should make a day of the destruction of Amalek, of the enemies of the Jews. Bomb kash. Said the Chassam Sofer, listen to this. You're not going to believe it. It appears to me that Mordechai and Esther did not want to be kaveh on the day of Menucha. Why? Because you're going to have Yom Echor, Asher Kol Yisrael, Oichim, Usmeichim, Umispatlim, Torah Mitzvahs. We're going to have one day that people are not going to be doing Torah Mitzvahs. They're going to say, what do you mean they're not doing Torah Mitzvahs? They're busy the whole day doing Mitzvahs, but they're not learning. Shiva Mordechai Tzadik, Mordechai himself says, thank you very much, Shiva Mordechai Tzadik. I'm going to have a whole day that people are not going to be learning. And therefore, they said, we're going to be Kaveh for the days of Menucha. Being that the days of Menucha are two different days of Menucha, because Shushan, they had an extra day of fighting. So therefore, now it's half and half. And that's why it's better to do it on the day of Menucha. What unbelievable thing. Hold on, 1 second. What's the big deal if everybody's partying on one day? I mean, it's for a mitzvah. We can answer it according to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that if the Torah would stop for even 1 minute, for 1 second, the Torah is literally the battery of creation. And if you stop, the whole creation just goes null and void. Torah itself keeps the Bria going. And in fact, he didn't just say this as a Musar Shmuz. He instituted it in his yeshiva that there's going to be always 24 hours of learning. Boys would always have a different slot to learn. How are you going to say, well, the whole world is really, Hashem made it like this, that the world is round. That is true. There's no conspiracy. Everybody knows the world is round. If you don't think the world is round, then you have yourself a big problem. Although the Rashi and Pesachim that says that it's not round, but we won't go like that. So the problem is, we have over here an issue. The issue is, why would Chaim Volozhiner have to say that if the whole world is round? So anybody, people have to be learning. Al-Kopan and Chaim Volozhiner held like that. So we see, like some say for such an important idea, that they didn't want to make one day of full not learning to keep the world going. Instead, they made it on the day of Menucha in order to make sure that Limud HaTorah will happen. Such a very important thing. So the people who run in Eretz Yisrael to out of Yerushalayim, and then they go into Yerushalayim to be able to celebrate 2 days Purim, that would be the exact opposite of what some Sefer is trying to say. Now, having said that introduction, let us turn to the bottom of Beit Amid Aleph. If anybody wants a Gemara Megillah, we have right over here three art scrolls for any takers, right here if anybody would like. The Gemara is going to ask a stira, a contradiction on Rabbi Yehuda. Here's a statement from Rabbi Yehuda. A member of Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, Bizmana Zeh, you can't read it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. You know why? Because people moved out very far out by the Churban. People moved out, and therefore people don't really know when Yontif is. And therefore people, the only way they know when Pesach is going to be is, guess what? 30 days after Purim. Now, if you make the reading of the Megillah earlier, for example, you make it on the 11th, they're going to count from Purim. They didn't have a calendar. They're going to count from Purim. And you know what's going to end up happening? You're going to end up having Pesach earlier. You hear this, Reuven? And if you have Pesach earlier, what's the big deal? So you have Pesach earlier. They're going to say that Yom Tov davening, no, that's not the problem. The problem is they're going to end Pesach earlier. And if you end up Pesach earlier, what are you going to end up eating? Some Pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Akiva of this Mishnah, and he said, no, we have to be worried about it. Rabbi Akiva didn't have this concern, but Rabbi Yehuda had this concern. And that's the last line of Beit Amid Aleph that says, because today, this is the last line of Beit Amid Aleph on the bottom. Everybody's looking in it to be able to know when you should, laying the Megillah, encouraging yourself with Bizmana. You don't read it only Bizmana on the 14th and on the 15th.
You want to mark?
You don't have to have it. Beit Amid Aleph. Actually, Beit Amid Aleph. But it's not Yeshiva. There's no totally option. No, you're not marked. It's not history. It's not. Yeah, absolutely no. You know what? If you learn, yes, that's a good negotiation. Says the Gemara, Ravashi Kashile, that's pretty good. Ravashi Kashile, Rabbi Yehuda. You see, we have a bachur. I'm just saying it to the video for all the people who are watching. We have over here a bachur with negotiating a mark. And he said, I'm here optional. I should deserve to get a better mark. So I told him, you're right. So instead of a 90, you have to give him 100. So nope. Yeah. Ravashi Kashile, Rabbi Yehuda. Frek Ravashi Akasha, Rabbi Yehuda. The first, unbelievable, just remind yourself of that Chassam Sefer that I said before. They had to split it up because Torah can't stop. You can't have a whole day of nobody learning Torah. Unbelievable, Chassam Sefer. So Ravashi has the stira on Rabbi Yehuda. Umuki, bottom, top line, Beit Amid Beis. Umukim lo lebraisa, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And he establishes the braisa of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That means he has a braisa that's a stira to a Mishnah later on. Gemara is going to explain this right now. Frek to Gemara. Frek Rav Ashi. For me, Amar Rav Yehuda, second line. Bizman Azeh, Hoyel Mestaklim Ba. We said before, what did Rav Yehuda say? That since everybody's looking at the Megillah to give us the time for Pesach, so therefore it has to be on the 14th. Says Gemara, really? Encouraged that thought with Manu Ramini asked you a stira. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amosai, when is Megillah read? When is it read on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th? Makim Shinachnasim B'Sheni V'Chamishi, when they come in on Monday and Thursdays. Avul Makim Shinachnasim B'Sheni V'Chamishi, let's say you have a place that doesn't come in on Monday and Thursdays. Remember, the smaller cities came in on Monday and Thursdays for two reasons. We have the reason that Rashi gives, they came in for the court cases, which you have to think about. Nobody ever thought about going to a Geisha court. It's unbelievable, by the way. We have to think for a moment. We have Shulchan Aruch, and we have Aruch Chaim. Aruch Chaim, everybody understands, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos. We all got that, yeah? Beautiful. By the way, this Shabbos shir is going to be amazing. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be amazing, amazing shir. We understand Yoredeya, oh, Hilchos Nida, everybody got that. Mikvah, Hilchos Mikvois, yeah, that we got, yeah. Evan Ezer, Hilchos Peri of Rivia, we understand. Hilchos Ksuba, Choshe Mishpat, that part is like literally like an X. People don't even think it's important. Shulchan Aruch really doesn't like. We could think of that. Chayshe Mishpat is one of the Dalei Chilkei Shulchan Aruch, and the fact that people will run to a Gaisha court is a travesty of Judaism. It's mamish anti-Judaism. What do you do? Well, you have to go to a good poysek. Whatever bezin you want to go to, you have to go to bezin and paskin to what bezin is saying. But to just the fact that people just could think that bezin is optional or bezin they're all corrupt. If bati dinim are all corrupt, then every poysek is corrupt, and it doesn't work like that. They're not corrupt. Some of them could be bad. The same some poysek are bad. Some poskim are bad. The ones that are matter everything, by the way, those poskim you watch out from, right? Well, okay, those are the ones you should be worried about. But yeah, you have to think about it. Bati dinim, it's a Torah itself. The Torah poskims.
What happens if you're going up against the fire and you're not adhere to the best and the possible? Are you able to go to the right support if you have no enforcement?
Okay, that's a good question. What do you do in a situation where a guy is not ready to go to Bezdin and the only way to be able to get it is by going to court? Okay, I'm saying, okay. You know, the Chazon Ish said, we say it many times, but it's just important, the Chazon Ish. Somebody, two people this week asked me if they're allowed to go swimming on Shabbos, if it's hot outside. Two people. And I told them both the same thing. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter about swimming, about listening to the news on Shabbos. Listening to the news on Shabbos. It's amazing how certain people felt that they had to listen. Sometimes they have to listen to the Shabbos. You keep the television on. And certain people don't even have a television to be able to ask the Shiloh. My Rav said I could have it on. Other people never had the Shiloh. So think about that for a moment. I didn't find anybody getting hurt by Hurricane Sandy because they didn't have the television on. And somebody asked the Chazon Ish, do you know, Isser, I'm not doing anything. Chazon Ish said, think about you have a store that sells silver. If you go ahead and take one piece of silver out, they'll put you in the slammer for the night. Theft, they'll put you in. I mean, today they don't put you in because they want you to steal. They want sedaim. Yeah, they want sedaim. They want chaos. That's pasha. So, but that's just today. That's today. But normal, you go into what's called. What about a person who doesn't do anything, actually? He just takes off the alarm, sends a text message to all of his friends, and says, I got the doors open. I played around with the system. You know, today, you could connect into any system virtually and unlock the doors. Unlock the doors. You know who did it? Josh Kellerman. When he was taking his job as a security thing, whatever, a computer thing, he's like, oh, I just got into your system. He would say, you want to know if I'm good? Look, that's what I just got into your system.
That's awesome.
I think it's true. You can ask them. So think about somebody who did that. So what he didn't do? He didn't take out one piece of silver. Everybody else takes it out. What's going to happen to him? It's a grandma. You didn't do anything. But if they catch him, if they catch him, what are they going to do to him? If they catch him, and he made everybody else steal. He didn't take out one thing. Said the Chazon Ish, that guy, again, if you're not twisted, would get thrown in for a lot longer than just one night. Because you basically allowed everybody to come in. But I didn't do anything. Said the Chazon Ish, you're right. But when you break the boundaries, that's worse than doing one little act. Said the Chazon Ish, there are certain things. So prison Mechal Shabbos, not a good thing. Terrible. It's skila. But what about if somebody breaks the boundary of Shabbos? Said the Chazon Ish, having the news on is the boundary of Shabbos. You want to know if there's any issue that says? I don't know. But it's the boundary of Shabbos. And certain things, you have to have such a sensitive, if it's a sakana, if it's a sakana, the Lashon of Rambam is that it's a weekday, so it's not a sakana to what the shiloh. So it's not Shabbos. It's the halachas are weekday. It's not the shiloh. We're not talking about a situation of sakana. It's a sakana. Okay, so go work on it a little bit. Okay. You don't understand the level of breaking boundaries. Breaking boundaries is the worst thing. Breaking boundaries means...
It sounds like it's a thing. Yeah.
Once Gedarim are broken...
Next together, then, rabbis and me, this time.
Gedarim are a lot more fine, harder to understand than acts. Acts are a lot different. One, a child who goes ahead and does one act bad to the teacher, get a little trouble. But the child who goes ahead and cites everyone and is the leader of the pack, even if the child didn't do anything, or you make something that just breaks the whole boundaries between teacher and student, even if there's no official thing in the manual, it's a lot worse. Think about it. It's a very good question. Says the Gemara, "Mi Amar Rabbi Yehuda?" Oh, so second line on top. "Mi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zman Zayel Mustaklam Bal Inker Naisav Zmana." You don't read only in this time. Or many I asked you a question. "Amar Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emasai when?" Says Megillah read on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th. When it's Makom Shenichnas B'Shein V'Chamishi. When you go in on Monday and Thursdays. Have a Makom Shenichnas B'Shein V'Chamishi. Times that you don't come in on Monday and Thursday, which means you have cities they don't come in on Monday and Thursdays. What's the halacha? Ain't kar naisa ela bizman. You only read it only bizman. Makom shenichnas b'shein v'chamishi miya kamiri non vafil bizman hazeh. But let's say you do go in on Monday and Thursdays, you will read it bizman hazeh as well. Rabbi Yehuda said bizman hazeh before. We have one place Rabbi Yehuda says bizman hazeh. We don't want people reading on the anything other than the 14th because we're afraid. It's the only way people know when Pesach is going to be, and people are going to end up eating chametz on Pesach. But we see, not like that. We see Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, the only time you don't read it on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th is if you don't go into Bezdin, into the big cities on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. But other than that, you do. Vafil b'zman hazeh. Umukim lo lebraisuk Rabbi Yehuda. You know what he does? He just changes the name. Very scary thing to do. He changes the name. He said it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda, it was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the answer. Says more, how do you do that? Umashum the kashulate Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, because he had a stira, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, Mukun will the Bryce Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda will just change the Bryce to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, Rabbi Ashi Shmilei the Ika, the Tani Lak Rabbi Yehuda, Vika, the Tani Lak Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. No, the answer is you heard some people say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. You heard some people say it's like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. When the kashulate Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, since he had a contradiction, for one Rabbi Yehuda and another Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Manda Tani Lak Rabbi Yehuda Lav Dafka, Manda Tani Lak Rabbi Yehuda Dafka. The one meaning he would never change a name. You don't change a name even if you have a contradiction. You just don't say it's somebody else. That doesn't work like that. But since the two different girses, if it's Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda, now that I have a contradiction, now I can say that it's really Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, "Vayta krochem amukavim chayim amemayis Yeshua ben Nun kar b'chamisha atzer." Says the Gemara, "Minani mil." From where do we know this? Where do we know that you read on the 15th day of Adar the surrounding walls? Amarava, the Amakor, the pasuk says, "Al kena Yehudim aprazim," the cities that were prazim, hayoshim ba'aria prazus. Now, a city without a wall is called a pruz. Okay. Pruza means spread out. It's just, huh? Oh, I don't know. Sure there is, but I don't know. So I can't explain the rhythm of Ishbaria process. So they make it, the pasuk ends off, that they make it on the 14th. Okay? The prazim, so it's very clearly, you know what cities do it on the 14th? The ones that are open. The prazim that are spread out, they're not confined in a wall. The prazim barbaser mukafim, but anything else that is surrounded is on b'chamish asar on the 15th. Good, Ruvin, tamachacham, beautiful. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? V'aim a prazim barbaser. Maybe the 14th day is on the spreader is on the 14th. Mukafim klal klaloi, but the ones that are actually surrounded by a wall, you don't read it at all. Well, the Gemara is saying, it doesn't say that you do it for every city. We're saying Prazim, do it on the 14th. That means Naprazim are surrounded by a wall. Now it happens to be Shushan was surrounded by the wall. So we know Shushan's going to do it on the 15th. What about other cities, like in Tibet, China, if it's surrounded by a wall, right? That you also do it on the 15th because it's Naprazim. That's right. Well, right, except the Yerushalayim didn't have a wall then. Punked at that time, Yerushalayim didn't have a wall because the Romans destroyed it. But says the Ramban, what would be the pshat in this? Says the Ramban, I'll tell you one. Because with a surrounding wall, you're not in as much as a sakana. So therefore, that's why they wouldn't institute to do it. But it's Taka, a very good question. Like, why would you say such a thing like that? Says the Gemara is going to really answer sort of like what you're saying. Says the Gemara of Lav Yisrael, are they not part of Klal Yisrael? Why shouldn't they do Purim? Meaning, there's still a Gezerah. They may have been a little bit less of Sakana. It's still Gezerah on the whole Klal Yisrael. And then Nichlal and Klal Yisrael. Number two, furthermore, it says from Haidu till Kush. So therefore, if it says clearly from Haidu to Kush, these countries are part of, that's right, from Haidu to Kush. So okay, we got that. But let's say a different question. Maybe it says clearly the open cities are on the 14th. But what about the unopen cities? Maybe they're not just on the 15th, they're maybe on both. They're on the 14th and on the 15th. Why in the world would that be? Says the Sifsei Chachamim. I'll tell you why. Because Shushan people, you know what they had to do? They didn't have to just fight one day. They fought a second day. So maybe the opposite. Any walled city is going to be a reminder of what Shushan had to do to fight for both days. And therefore, that's why in the Prazim, they do on the 14th. But that will make a diuk that if it's not spread out, you do on the 14th and on the 15th to remind ourselves of the Shushan people. Says the Gemara, Kedachsiv, Liet Oisim Es Yem Arba Asr Lechadish Ves Yem Chabisha Asr Boi B'chol Shana B'chol Shana. It says to do on the 14th and the 15th. So maybe it's both. Actually, it's both. Says the Gemara, If it would have just say the Lashon in the Pasuk, the 14th and the 15th, Liyos Isim Eskim Arba Asal Chedesh Adar V'Yoyim, you're right. Kedekamrit would be like you're saying, but it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. If you medayik in the Pasuk, Hashda Dechsev Eskim Arba Asar V'Eskim Chavisha Asar, it says V'Es to do the 14th V'Eskim Chavisha Asar Asa Esu Pasuk. The word S is coming and it's splitting it up. Hani Barbaser, Vani Chamisha author, the ones in the Prazim are the 14th, and anything else that's not Prazim is going to be on the 15th. Says the Gemara, the aim of Prazim Barba Esar, Mukofin, Iboy Barba Esar, Viboy Bachamesar. Maybe a different way. The ones, the Prazim, again, the Pasuk says very clearly, they do it on the 14th. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. What does the Pasuk say? I want to read to you the Pasuk a second, just that it should enter your mind. We'll see the Gemara is going to ask in a second. The Pasuk says, Al Kena Yehudim Apraz Mayeshubari Aprazes, Oisim Es Yoim Arba Asr Lachoydish Adar, Simcha Umishtav Yantav. It doesn't say about reading. We're asking about reading the Megillah. But we're understanding that reading is included, because we're asking about reading. The Pasuk said about Mishtav Simcha and Yantav. But in any event, let's go back to the Gemara's question. Maybe the Prazim, you do it on the 14th. But if it's not Prazim, you do it on the 14th and 15th. And for the Gemara, no, because if you look at the Pasuk says to do it on the 14th. The S, that extra S, is it's saying either this or either that. Okay, so the Gemara, let's turn it the other way around. The aim of Prazim Bar Beisar, maybe the spread of the ones on the 14th. But the one surrounded, choose. Umukafim, Ibo Barbaser, Ibo Bachamaser. If they want, they could do it on the 14th. Or if they want, they could do it on the 15th. They could do either one. The 14th to remind themselves of the ones that the fighting of everybody else. Or the 15th, the fighting of Shusha. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. If you have two times to do a mitzvah, right? If you have two times to do a mitzvah, what do we learn? Anybody remembers? No. One second, no. Anybody remember the case when we get into challah Friday night? Which challah am I supposed to cut? Wow. The case of the Magen Avraham. Well, do the bottom rum. What's the shayla? What was the shayla that we had? Em avir nal mitzvahs. What was em avir nal mitzvahs? Anybody remembers? You can't pass the mitzvah. Then we brought a whole shayla in the Rishonim. If em avir nal mitzvahs is by two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, we said a big chakira. If em avir nal mitzvahs pshadid, then we had a whole vlamda shavar. Is it pshadid when you have two mitzvahs, you're not sure which mitzvah I should do? I should not pass off one for the other one, because it's a bizarion for the mitzvah. That was one way to understand. Or the other way, Eim Avir Nal Mitzvah is, no, even my one mitzvah, it's a big shayla in the Rishayin, if I have a one mitzvah, the question is, when to do the mitzvah? If it's when to do the mitzvah, should I do it an hour later? That's what Eim Avirin is. And it can either be by one mitzvah. And Eim Avirin is not a var of bizarion, it's a var of not being lazy. It's a similar halacha to Zrizim Matim L'mitzvah. So a shayla in the Rishayin. Over here, what's the Gemara saying? Either do it on the 14th or on the 15th. Is that a problem of Eim Avirin? That, what do you mean? How can you do it on the 15th? You could do it on the 14th. So Eim Avirin al mitzvahs, how can you push it off to the 15th?
Or
the answer would be, maybe it's called, we see like the Rishonim in this Havamina, that when you're doing one mitzvah, the question is about one mitzvah, there's no problem of Eim Avirin to begin with. Remember, we answered by Chalas, how could you do the bottom one? I is Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. So some wanted to answer, do you know Eim Avirin al mitzvahs? Because you're only doing one. It's not pshat as I'm pushing off one. So the question is which one to do. That's not considered a problem, Eim Avirin al mitzvahs. It's not pshat I'm doing one. I have to, it's equal. So over here, pshat is, it's not pshat I'm pushing it off for a different mitzvah. I have one time I have to read the Megillah, so that would be a problem of Aim up here in Almuth. Any of the Gishmak Shaila, if the Havamina that we're saying that it should be Aim up here. Again, the Aim of Prada Barbaita, let them choose. That's more impossible. Amma Prada Potok says, Bizman Naam in their times. What does that mean? Zman Shalzah, Lay Zman Shalzah. Bizman Naam means specific times. And therefore, it can't be the same times. Bizman Naam means the Zman of this time has to be different than Zman. If his Prazim are on the 14th, the non-spread out ones, meaning the ones that have a wall, have to be a different time. It's not, they can never be at the same time. Azai Zot the Gemara. Says the Gemara Vayter, Veyman B'Tleser, why not do it on the 13th? Maybe, okay, Prazim are on the 14th, but non-Prazim, which means surrounded walls, are going to be on the 15th, like Shushan. Maybe it's on the 13th. And remember what we said, 13th was the main Ness. Says Imar, no, Kishushan. We want it to be like Shushan. Why Shushan? Because since the Torah doesn't say which way we should do it, and we know clearly that they did it on Shushan on the 15th, so therefore we're going to do it on the day of Shushan. This is what Rashi says. If anybody wants to take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Umashani Kishushan is almost like in the middle, towards the middle of the Amud. Zak Rashi, Kivin Alei Rama. Since the Lach HaKas is Mana Mukafin, since the Pasuk didn't say the time of the Mukafin, the Torah never says, the Pasuk never says about cities with the surrounding walls when it's supposed to be. It only says Shushan. It says cities without a surrounding wall on the 14th. But it says Rashi, Amos, who, when it is, Vashkan Shushan Shazub, it says Vav, and we find Shushan was done on the 15th. Mistabra makes sense. That was the day for the surrounding wall. Okay, so tomorrow, 1 second. This wasn't to read the Megillah. The Pasuk says to make a Mishnah v'simcha, Ashkechan Asiya. That's making the Yontif. Zechira Menon. How do we know Zechira? You're making the Suda. Amakra Vayameila Niskarm V'Nasim. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, these days were remembered and made. Iskash Zechira L'Asiya, we have a comparison to Zechira T'Asiya, the same way you have to make it on the 14th, you have to remember it by doing the Megillah, because again, the Megillah is a Zechira, is recalling the miracle on the 14th as well. One of the big vars that the Rishivas itself would say over, he says, if you were medayik on the words, Vayamim ha'ela niskar v'nasa, these days were remembered and made. It's a funny lashon. Niskar and remember v'nasa and made. The days are made. You have to make mishnah v'simcha. Yamar me'ele on niskar v'nasa. I mean, that's a funny lashon. Meaning, it says in the pasuk in Tes Yotes in the Megillah, it says that oitzves yemar ba'azel chodesh as other simcha mishnah yontif. You make simcha mishnah yontif. Over here, you may apar me'ele on niskar v'nasim. What is nasim referring to? Making mishnah v'simcha. Said the Rishivas, it's all like this. And I saw the Shemesh Bull said the same idea as well. Shabbos, if you don't keep Shabbos, Shabbos is around. Shabbos is there. A goyish is Shabbos chai visa. That means your Shabbos, whether you keep it, whether you don't keep it, it's in the world. It's in the world. Shabbos is in the world. However, Purim, it was all takanas chazal. But the way chazal made the takana is, you make Purim. If you don't make Purim, the whole Yontif never started. It's not pshat, there's any Purim. Even Yontif, which were Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, there's still an aspect of Yontif that's there. But when it comes to Purim, it's Nasim, we make the Yontif. Somebody who doesn't keep Purim, it like literally didn't have the Yontif. Purim didn't exist by him. It wasn't that like he was machal a day. The mitzvah is to make the day. It's the difference between keeping a day and making a day. You understand the difference? One is you actually make the whole Purim. It's the mitzvah is not keeping the yontif of Purim. The mitzvah is making the whole day. You make the mitzvahs. Whatever you make is what the yontif is. That's the difference between what. Well, that's what it means. You may have Purim in this parvenas. Says the Gemara, Masisim like Tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. What does it say? The Tana went from the Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karch Omer, Krachan Amukafon Chaimim Ba'isa Achashverish. Remember, what do we say in our Mishnah if it's surrounded from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? Now, remember we said yesterday from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says we want it to be remembered from Yeshua ben Nun because remember, Eretz Yisrael at that point didn't have their wall up because it got destroyed, and therefore the Chachamim wanted it to be that it should be from Yeshua ben Nun. This way, Yerushalayim is included at a wall then. The Gemara over here doesn't say that. That's the Yerushalmi. The Gemara over here is going to make a hekesh from the words. But you could ask on the time of the time of the hekesh, the reason of the hekesh. The time went to the Brai. So Rabbi Shimon Karcha argued. He says, no, it's from the times of Achashverosh, not the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The cities that were surrounded by war from the time of Achashverosh, you read it on the 15th. My time, what is the reason? Rabbi Shua Makarcha, Ki Shushan. It's just like Shushan. Ma Shushan, just like Shushan, Bukav Chami Meit HaChashverosh, it's surrounded from the Deed of HaChashverosh, Bekar Mechamisha Asar, Af Kol, also all cities, Shemukav Chami Meit HaChashverosh, Kar Mechamisha Asar. Read it from Chamisha Asar. Fine, that makes a lot of sense. But Tani Dan, what about our time? My time, what's the reason? Says the Gemara Yalav, he makes a Gzera Shava. And now, isn't this an interesting thing? Normally we make Gzera Shava. It's one of the, where do we get this idea of Gzera Shava from? When do we say the word Gzera Shava? Anybody knows? If you actually dive in Rabbi Yishmael. It's one of the Yudgil Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes. Now, we make Gzera Shavas also like in Megillah. Is that an interesting thing? Do we make like a Hekish in Megillah? What do you say? You say that we do? Yeah?
It's a Torah Nidresh.
The Torah Nidresh is from, yeah, but I'm just saying, it's, yeah, but let's take a look at this lashon. Not only that, we're making Gzera Shavas from the Torah to Megillah. Look at this. Gal Prazi Prazi. Ksivach, that's written over here in the Megillah. Again, Prazim are the spread out cities that don't have a wall. And it's written over there, this is referring to when Klal Yisrael were vanquishing Oig Melech HaBashan. Levad me'ori ha'prazi harbi me'oid. The Pasuk says, from the Ori ha'prazi harbi me'oid. The Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they won the Oig Melech HaBashan. That was, he was a very powerful city. He had 60 cities his empire. I mean, 4 to 5 cities. Klal Yisrael won big nation. Besides other cities that weren't surrounded by walls. So Klal Yisrael won a huge empire of Oik. So we're learning Prazi. Malahalan, just like over there. It was from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Avkan, they take out the word Bukavis Chaim if you take a look. Memayt Yeshua ben Nun is also from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Meaning, we're talking about prazim that are not surrounded. So, we're saying the same way over there it was Yeshua ben Nun. Over here also are the ones that are not from Yeshua ben Nun. So let's understand. Our Mishnah has to do with Yeshua ben Nun. We learned it out from Prazi. Just like over there, the Prazim were what? Not from Yeshua ben Nun. Also in our Mishnah, we're talking about Prazim, not from Yeshua ben Nun. So Aryeh, the reason why I didn't say the Gersa, because we're talking about the not surrounded rather than the yes surrounded. But the point is, it's all dependent on, were they open cities by Yeshua ben Nun or not open cities by Yeshua ben Nun? So beautiful. Okay, we understand Rabbi Shuvah Karcha. He doesn't look like our Mishnah. Why? Rabbi Shuvah Karcha was the one who says, has nothing to do with Yeshua ben Nun. It has to do with in the times of Achashverosh. The last late Prazi. He doesn't have that Gzeirah Shava. He wasn't Makabal this Gzeirah Shava. And Rashi brings down, a person is not allowed to make his own Gzeirah Shava. It doesn't work like that. You have to be Makabal from your Rebbeim. Such a funny thing, I mean, because you can't make a real Gzeirah Shava. Rashi learning his whole Gzeirah Shava. I mean, Gzeirah Shava has to be something that you learn from your Rebbeim. Where did your Rebbe get it from? All the way from Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, this is going to be from Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm just saying it's so hard to understand. What do you say, Rav Moshe, to this? Gzeirah Shava is supposed to go all the way back, right? Doesn't have to go all the way back? Stop the Yitrasha that they make. But then they were able to make Gzeirah Shava. You're saying they were able to be stuck in it. I have to get you the dates. Says the Gemara, El Tani done my time, Loyam Mikra, Rishu Makacha. Fine. Says the Gemara, but our Tana, why didn't we learn like Rishu Makacha? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, why? We have a Xer Shava. My time of the is like prazi. Yeah, prazi. Says Gemara, you're right. Hakikamar, El Shushan of the command. Who does the Shushan do like? Meaning, what's the pshat of the Shushan people? Like a prazim, like a mukaf. Why? Because when the Shushan have its, we go by Yeshua ben Nun. When the Shushan have its wall? Later. It should be really read on the 14th. That's exactly the Gemara's question. How could they do it? Now, do we know that it didn't have a wall? Rashi Lashon is, you have no idea. We don't know that it was in time of Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava says, Vami Lakadi, or some people say it was some anonymous guy. The shaila, what exactly Kedim is. Is it a name of a person? Or Kedim is just an anonymous chacham? Says the Gemara, Shani Shushan, Ha'evunas Banes. Shushan is different than a miracle happened. What was the miracle that happened by Shushan? Anybody could tell me? So that's the Nes? That they were able to kill? So can you take a look at Rashi for a second? Ha'evunas Banes. And tell me if you can medayek something from this Rashi. They were given another day to kill. This way, they only rested till the 15th, and that's where they kaveil. What was the nace? Was the nace? Yeah, was the nace that they actually killed, or was the nace that they had the ability to kill? Which one? How do we know? Ramesh, what do you say? Is it a fear diyuk that I'm making or not from Rashi? What was the miracle? The fact that they were ability. You hear what I'm asking, Lenny? That they were able to, or that they actually did? The fact that they got another day, besides the fact that they were able to kill, that's Tamazai, the fact that they got another day, the other one is being masking, that's what the says the Gemara Vayter. Okay, so that's why we do it on the 15th as well, because what? Pavlas Benes, and therefore what? So therefore, that's why they do it on the 15th. Says the Gemara, Bishlaim Latandi Didon. Sadik, I'm finishing my share for you right now, okay? I don't know after that's going to be. Bishlaim Latandi Didon Hainu Dirsiv. Medina, Medina, Vir, Vir. Our Tana, now we have to understand. The Pasuk says Medina, Medina, Ir, Vir. We have to make a distinction, a differentiation between Medina, Medina, Ir, Vir. Why? Medina, Medina, L'chalk, Ben, M'kof, L'chay, M'mais, Yishu, Benon. Medina, Medina, have to make a difference between the cities that are from the time of Yishu, Benon. Does it have a wall or not? L'mukof, L'chay, M'mais, Tachashverish. But even before that, wall to wall. It could have a wall from Yeshua Benon, but not from the. But if it's not, even if it had a wall by the time of Achashverosh, if it didn't have a wall by the time of Yeshua Benon, it's not going to be. With the exception of Shushan. Yeah. And that's the next part of the Gemara. Ir Nami, Lechalk Ben Shushan Lashara Yorais. Ir is also going to be Machalk between Shushan and other cities. Now we understand the difference between Medina, Medina, and Ir Vir. Ella, Rabbi Shimon Karcha, according to Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Bishlam is understandable, Medina, Medina. Medina, Medina, L'chalik is going to go ahead and make a chilek between, this is how you have to read it, Mukav and Chaim and Meitach HaShverosh, from the cities that surrounding a wall from the time of HaShverosh. L'shem Mukav and Chaim and Meitach HaShverosh, from the cities that are not surrounding the wall, from time of Achashverosh to the way Rashi is Gairus. Meaning, if you hold that it has to do with Achashverosh, so then you have to make a chil between a surrounding wall by Achashverosh and not Achashverosh. I will hear you, my Asa. I don't know. No, it has to be a wall city that Pshat is. That's 4 to 5, yeah. I will hear you, my Asa. What city, year over year, coming to teach you? Meaning, if you say I have to, Medina, Medina, year over year, like us, one, I have to go ahead and Machal. You have two wall cities, one from Yeshua Benon, one not from Yeshua Benon. That's Medina, Medina. And what year of the year? You have two cities, one that had Shushan that didn't have a wall, but still in the 15th, and all the other cities that we understand. But according to Yeshua Makarcha, it all is one thing. Does it happen all the time after Shreish or not? So you have Medina, Medina. What do you do with year of the year? Says the Gemara, Amalach Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, Utan Le'edam Minicha. And according to Artana, is it good? Given the Islay Prazi Prazi, Medina, Medina, Lamali. We have this Zereshava Prazi Prazi, as we said before. So why do you need Medina, Medina? We already know that Prazi Prazi teaches us that if it's in the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, the halacha is going to be that if it has a wall, you read it on the 15th. If not, you read it on the 14th. So why do you in the world do you need Medina, Medina? Said the Gemara, Alakrala, Drashu, the Asa. The Pasuk is coming to tell you a Drasha. What's the drasha? Uktu Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who the also like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Krach v'chol samachloi, v'chol anirimai. It's an interesting thing. It's not just in the city, not just in the city. Do you read the Megillah on the 15th? Anything next to the city, nidan k'krach, is like the city itself. What's the pshat? That means if you have a walled city and you have next to the city. People next to you, Yerushalayim, outside of the city, you have to know, Big Machlokes and exactly where. Big Machlokes and when do you go ahead and have Purim? You should know some places that have a big Shiloh next to Yerushalayim. the ones that are next to the city, and the one that you could see the city from the city, is also in the city. Why? That the Ritva, because at the time of war, all the people who are outside of those cities, where do you think they're going to run to? They're going to run in the walled city. And therefore, anything that is able to be seen from the city, it gets part of the walled city, gets part of that city itself. Arkama, how much is that? How much is the distance? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'itamer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, mechamson from the place of Chamson, mechamson to Tveria mil, from the Chamson to Tveria, which is a mil. How much is the mil? 2,000 amas. How much is 2,000 amas? About 4,000 feet. So 3/4 of a mile around the city is also part of it. What? You want to say just, you want to know like, you want to know if it has to do with, the Gemara says Nira, if it's seen, so it has nothing to do with how far it is. That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Maybe you can see even if it's not next to. Next to is even if you can't see, so therefore it's two different shurim. The ones that could see, it's even further, I guess. I guess the mill is, it shows that it's, I guess, close enough.
Close to city. That's where it goes. Of course, it's Wilson. But it's not pointing out on the city, it's not more.
Says the Gemara, no, I don't know if it's, it goes like that. Says the Gemara of Lehman Mill, let's just say mill. Why does it have to say from Chamson to Tavaryo? Says the Gemara, come on, come to tissue. The shear of the mill, come on, have it. The shear of the mill is from Chamson to Tveria. I would love to know where Chamson is. This way we can go ahead and know exactly, you know, what the huge machlek is, what's considered an Amma, Chavanish, Ramesh, or Ram Chaimna. Yeah. Says my Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, V'itamer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Menatzbach, which is Memnun, Tzadik Peichach. Those are all the ones that have the Endas, the Tzayfis, if you're from Israel. Mem Tofit, Tzayfim Amrarum. The Tzayfim were the ones who said it. What are the Tzayfim? The Nevi'im, Rashi explains, the last Rashi of the page, Nevi'i Adairus, they're the ones who said it. What do I mean? They were misakin it. That means what? They look different originally? That's what it seems like. The Sizbra, are they able to go ahead and say how the letters are supposed to look? Vaksiv, isn't it written? Eila mitzvahs, Shein Navi Rashad l'chadash davar ma'ata, a Navi can't go ahead and mechadash anything. So how in the world are they able to do that? But furthermore, Amram Chista, Mem v'samach shebeluchais, b'neis hemayimdim. They were in a nace. Okay, so what do we see over here? The mem was for sure already in the luchais. So don't go ahead and tell me it's the Nevi'im who did it. You hear that? We have 10. Says Gemara, in Mi'ahava, you're right, it was already there earlier. The Navi can't be bechadosh something, and they're already in the luchais. V'lo have a yodi, they weren't sure which was the middle, which was the end. What was the end of one? What was the form? They knew both forms. They weren't sure which one it was. Now, this is a very interesting thing. They were mesakim. They literally didn't know what's the end of one and which is not the end of ones. And they were mesakim. The open ones were in the middle, meaning the open one, the open mem, meaning the one that's not a round one is in the middle, and the stumim, the closed one, then the end of the tefillin, in the end of the word. Isn't that interesting? The Nevi'im instituted. Says the Gemara, Saif. How could they do it? They still can't be mechadish something that wasn't there. That so you can't be mechadish something now if you don't know. I mean, what should they do, by the way? They didn't know. How did they write any Sefer Torah? They didn't know. Nevi'im had to institute it. How do they write a Sefer Torah then? Okay, but like, how do they write a Sefer Torah then? Says the Gemara, El Shachum Vahadur Yas, Chazur Yastum. They forgot it and they were a Chazur and they were Miyasid it again. That's what it means. So it's very interesting. Now, why in the world did this Gemara come out? Why do they say it? What's the Peshat? The answer is very simple. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba who said this. And before, Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was the one who said the halacha to teach you that from Chamson to Devaria is a mill for the krach, for the city, that's Mekai from Maiti Shua Ben Nun, outside of the city, he's part of the city. Everybody for coming.